Here at the Bear Crop Science North American Bee Care Center grand opening. With me is Mark Schneid, who's Chief Marketing Officer for and Global Turf and Ornamental Lead for Bear Crop Science. And Mark, tell me why this is such a great, significant thing for Bear Crop Science.
Well, it's significant because what you see is the culmination of a number of years of work, the 25 years we've already put into bee health, taking it to the next level, and to turn around and make sure that we do the right thing for all of our growers, all of our customers in the environmental science space, but also making sure we continue to do the right thing by the pollinators, because we know it's that balance between the two that's going to be so important to the future.
Tell me a little bit about what all went into this, into the making of this center.
The making of the center really came from the recognition, again, from the fact that the bees and pollinators are very important to feeding the world, but I represent the environmental science business, also to making sure our customers get the great landscaping, the great results in and around their home, and the healthy and outdoor environment that they seek. So it really came from the vision that we want to be the ones to engage in the dialogue, be collaborative, and turn around and make sure we make a difference in the future so that we have sustainable agriculture, we have sustainable landscape, and we obviously have sustainable and healthy pollinator partners.
Well, that's a good point, because I think when we talk about sustainability in agriculture, pollinators are not really mentioned often enough, and they're really critical.
They absolutely are, yes. We see them as a vital part of feeding the world, and again, as well as bringing the same fantastic results our homeowners and our customers want in their backyards and in their own urban and rural areas.
Well, as somebody goes through, say somebody shows up here, or say you have a group of school kids, what is here for them that really is going to help them come away with the kind of messages that you want them to have?
I think a better understanding of pollinators, a better understanding of, you know, all the, some of the facts, if you will, around pollinators and pollinator health, but I think also a reassurance that companies like Bayer are really committed to turning around and, you know, turning around being on the front end of that science and research to make sure we have pollinators around for generations to come to help feed the world, as well as to help pollinate areas in and around homes.
And the exhibits, all the stuff that you have is really interactive, and it seems like it appeals to, you know, just about any age group, right?
Absolutely. Again, it's part of the rule here is to let's engage everybody coming through so that we pique their interest and hopefully want them to become also advocates for turning around and making sure we do the right things.
That's all the questions I have, Mark. Is what else would you like to add that I haven't asked you about?
Well, I think the key is that we're investing a tremendous amount in not only in this Bee Care Center, but to really turn around and do the research in other places. For example, in the environmental science business, which I'm in, we have the Clayton Eastern Research Station, where we've got a working aviary out there, and we're doing research as well, and we're doing it in an environment where we have golf course holes out there, we have ornamental trials out there, we have a lot of a working farm for backyard needs, commercial needs as well. And so what we find out is we're finding out, again, real like a living lab on how pollinators coexist with the solutions we bring, and we continue to learn more to make sure we're leaders in stewardship for the industry.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. Here at the Bear Crop Science North American Bee Care Center grand opening, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.